The Gemara asks, when the guy says to a girl, Harayat mu'edesli, so the Gemara says, well, Micah, what are we talking about? But Maya Skinan, what exactly is the case where he says these things? This is Gemara in the middle of Vav Amar Aleph. If they haven't been talking about Iskei Gittin V'Kiddushin, how do you know what they're even talking about? Oh, it must be Medabrima al Iskei Gittin V'Kiddushin. So we already discussed yesterday, I think, we discussed the Chiddush of the Achiezer, Shavuos, Chavav, and Beis, that sometimes you need Bitois Vasayim, and sometimes you don't, and the Gemara says that a Shavuos Chal, even the Gemara is a Hava Mina, that a Shavuos can be Chal without Bitois Vasayim, as long as that's what you choose to do. So the Achiezer says maybe the same thing is by Kiddushin. If you choose to do a non-verbal Kiddushin, the fact that you were previously doing talking about Iskei Kiddushin would be a viable option, that you don't need Amira or Dibur by Kiddushin. And we discussed different examples of where Amira and Dibur is really important and where it's not so important. Good, that's what we discussed yesterday. Now, the Gemara had quoted a Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni, where the Mishnah said, where do we get this idea of medaberima al iske gita v'kidusheha making a difference? That somehow when you speak with her al iske gita v'kidusheha, therefore when you then subsequently give her kiddushin, it's going to work. So it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hayu medaberim isha al iske gita v'kidusheha, v'nasan la gita v'kidusheha." You give her over here. The vav is or. Either you were speaking with her about gittin, or you were speaking with her about kiddushin, and then you gave her, respectively, either a get or a kiddushin. V'lo pirish, but you said nothing when you gave it to her. Rabbi Yossi Amar Daya, Rabbi Yossi says it's perfectly fine. Rabbi Yossi Amar Tzarech Lefarish, Rabbi Yossi says, no, you need to say exactly what you mean, exactly what you're intending to do. So the Gemara says, and Amar Ravun Amar Shmuel, we pass on like Rabbi Yossi, that you don't need to say anything because the previous conversation is enough. So you don't need to remind her, Hareyat Mekudeshesli, you were just talking about Iskei Gittin V'Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, don't you see from there that you don't need an Amira? So, and therefore, if you say Harel Charufasi or Miuedesli or any of this kind of thing, it should work. So it says Gemara, Amri Liolam B'Medabri Maliske. I'm sorry, what the Gemara was asking was, if you say any of these things, you don't even need to say these things. You shouldn't even need to. Because if we're talking about a case where you were not Osek B'Kita V'Kiddusha, she has no idea what you're talking about. If you were talking about Iskei Gittin V'Kiddusha, so you don't even need to say anything. So what's the chiddush to say if you say charufasi miyuedesli that it would work? Of course it works. You don't need to say anything. So says Gemara, li'olam b'mdabrim al Iskei Gittin V'Kiddusha. No, you were having the conversation about Gittin V'Kiddushin. V'diyayiv la v'shasi kachinami. If you would give it to her and not say anything, then in a chinami. Then in a chinami it would work. But over here, there's a hava mina that this is worse than not saying anything. When you don't say anything, then it obviously relates back to your last conversation. And if it relates back to your last conversation was about kiddushin, so then it's understood that it's about kiddushin. Hacha b'mayaskinan diyavla v'amar labahani lishni. Over here we're talking about where you gave it to her and used one of these unusual lashonos. So that's what we're not sure about. V'achi kami b'ilei. Hani lishni l'kiddushi kamerla, odilim l'malacha kamerla. When you use these as unusual lashonos, do we assume that you're trying to get married, or do we assume you're trying to hire an employee? So that's what the suffix was about. So we're saying, oh, don't worry, it still counts as a lashon kiddushin. So if you said nothing, it's very similar to the Achiezer we were saying yesterday. If you choose not to use dibur at all, fine. But when you use dibur, you better make sure it's the right kind of dibur. Because once you're using dibur, you run the risk of giving the wrong impression with the dibur. When you don't use dibur at all, so you're not going to give the wrong impression, everyone will know. We're just going on the last thing you spoke about, which was kiddushin. But once you're choosing to use dibur, you better make sure you say the right things. Because if you're not saying the right things, well then it could mean something else. It could be taken to mean that you're trying to hire her to work. What is this machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, and what's it doing in Maaseh Sheni? What does Maaseh Sheni have to do with this? Maaseh Sheni, of course, is the produce, 10% of your produce, after you already took off. the whatever amount you decided to give to the Kohen and another 10% of Maaser Rishon, so 10% of the remainder, which on average would be 8.8% of your produce, right? Because if 2% goes to the Kohen for Truma, that's Midah Beinonis, is 1/50th is 2%. The Mishnah says in Truma that a generous person gives 1/40th, a stingy person gives 1/60th, and an average person gives 1/50th. The Mishnah also says Chita Achas Poteres is Kol Akri, that if you want, you could just give a single stalk of wheat for a giant field of grain. Just give a single stalk of wheat, and that will pater everything from Truma. Because there is no shear of Truma Midaraisa. That's the famous Kasha in the Behuda, where the Stira, that you need to give a Kedei Nesina Chashuva. And yet it says Chita Achas Poteres Kol Akri. Well, how could both be true, that you need a Nesina Chashuva and Chita Achas Poteres Kol Akri? So that's what Nadi Yehuda says. I came up with a Chiddush, I in Lo Ra, so it's a great Chiddush, and it's MS, and no one's ever said it before, and I can't believe I'm the first one to think of it. And the Chiddush is that there's Tzvei Dinim in Truma. There's a Din of Hafrasha, and there's a Din of Nesina. For Hafrasha's Truma, Chita Achas Poteres Kol Akri. You want to take away the shame Tevel from all your produce? So take away Chita Achas, and that's it. It's no longer Tevel. But in terms of the mitzvah of Nesina L'Kohen, ooh, that's a different story. Mitzvah of Nesina L'Kohen, then you need a Chash of Nesina. So wait till you accumulate several Chita Achases, and then you can put them together and give it to a Kohen. The funny part of that Nodav Yehuda is that it's a Beferish of Taisus Rid, a Mesechus Kiddushin. Taisus Rid says exactly like that. Nodav Yehuda says, no one ever said this. It is a beautiful Chiddush, but it's said by Rishon Nodav Yehuda didn't have a Taisus Rid. So it's not a wonder that he didn't quote it. He wasn't trying to plagiarize. He didn't have a Taisus Rid. Anyway, but that would be Truma. So Truma you give 2%. And then, roughly. And then Meiser, you give 10% of what's left. So 10% of 98% is 9.8%. So then you're left with roughly 88.2%, right? 88.2% left. So then you would give 10% of that, you would take as Meiser Sheni. But Meiser Sheni, you don't give to anybody. Meiser Sheni, you keep for yourself. You just have to eat in your shlaim. It's Kedushas Meiser Sheni. Can't shlub it all to your shlaim. You exchange it for money. Pidyon Meiser Sheni. Fine. So these are the rules of Meiser Sheni. What does it have to do with Kiddushin? What do we talk about Kiddushin when it comes to Meiser Sheni? So where exactly is this Mishnah Meiser Sheni? So we know, we look in the side of the page over here, Ditnan, and it tells you Meiser Sheni Perik Dalin Mishnah Zayin. Handy assistant over here. All right, Perik Dalin Mishnah Zayin. So Zot the Heluga Mishnah. Hapo de Meiser Sheni velo kara shem. Let's say you are po de Meiser Sheni, but you weren't kore shem on the Meiser Sheni. You didn't say ze pidyon Meiser Sheni. Normally, when you're being po de Meiser Sheni, you exchange it for money, and you have to say this money is going to be the exchange for Meiser Sheni. So if you have $100 in Meiser Sheni, you can't be po de shava b'shava. You have to add some extra money. That's just stama halacha. You should know about pidyon Meiser Sheni. You have to add a little extra. How much extra? You know? You add chomesh, most of chomesh. So let's say you have $100 Meiser Sheni. How much do you add? True question. So people most often say when you tell them you have to add a fifth is you have to add $20, right? No, you add $25. It's chomesh milavar. A lot of times when we give fractions in halacha, the fraction is not the way we would think of a fraction. It would be like. It would be the fraction is a function of what the final number will be. So if I say 1/5, I don't mean 1/5 of what I have, but 1/5 of what the total will be once I add that 1/5. So when it, which turns out to be 1/4, meaning when I add 25% of $100 to $100, so I've added $25 to $100. I now have $125. So that which I added is 1/5 of the total of $125. So that's what Chomesh Milvar is. So that's what you have to do when it comes to Meiser Sheni. But anyway, you also are supposed to identify what you're doing. You're supposed to say, this money is now Meiser Sheni money. So let's say you didn't. You were never Korei Shem. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Dayo! Rabbi Yudah Omer Tzarech Lefarish. Rabbi Yossi, that's fine. Rabbi Yudah says, no, you need to be Mefarish. Bar Tanur writes, Halach Rabbi Yossi. Hayim Edabirim Yisha Liskei Gita V'Kiddushah. Once we have one machlokas about Rabbi Yossi saying dayo, relating to words that should have been said and weren't said, and Rabbi Yehuda saying, no, without the words, you've got nothing. So we mention another machlokes, where Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, the same two sides, discuss a similar type of case, where words should have been said and haven't been said. So that's what Rabbi Yossi, Ha'im Dabri Maliski, Gitav Gitashav, and Osla Gitav Gitashav La Perish, Rabbi Yossi Amr Dayo, Rabbi Damar Tzarech Lefarish, and that's the part that our Gemara is quoting. Now, the Mishnah Rishona, the commentary on the bottom over here, has what to say over here. So let's just take a step back. Mishnah Rishona writes that even though the topic over there is about Meiser Sheni, right? The same would also be true about other Trumos and Maisros. Right? He starts off by saying, Sarich tam b'maika miflgi v'nir de tervais v'nir de pini maisro sheni havi kimo afroshas ha-maisro b'tchilaso. He says, what the chiddush of this Mishnah is that when you are podem maisro sheni, you have to follow a similar protocol to what you would need to follow when you are mafresh maestros to begin with. And therefore, upliginami bikraf rashasa. Even though the machlokes is mofia, the machlokes comes out and is expressed in the context of being poda maestro sheni, the same machlokes would exist about actually being mafresh trumas maestros. Dilamar dayu bishtika, ulamar tzarech lefaresh. That Rabbi Yossi would say, you don't have to say what you're doing when you're mafrish trumas maisos, just be mafrish. And Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, you have to say what you're doing. V'uadin b'kala maisos v'gam b'truma b'kulu pligi. D'lamar b'shtika sagi, lamar tzarech lefarish. And he says, you don't believe me? It's b'ferish in Tosef, the Sof Perek Dalid of Maisos Sheni. Hifrish truma maisos v'maisos sheni v'lo karlan shem. Rabbi Yossi niskachu, Rabbi Yehuda omer lo niskachu. So there you have it. It's beferish in the Tosefta this way that they argue in the same issue. Now, venerally, he says, "Diplktayu bahadatanya b'mesech shuas tavchavav." He says, "What are they arguing about? What is this machlokes?" Apparently, meaning what happened was it started as a machlokes about Meister Shaden. Then the Mishnah itself expanded it to a machlokes about kiddushin, and now the Mishnah Rishona, not to be confused with a Mishnah, the Achron, the Mishnah Rishona says we can expand it to the Hafrosh Shumas Maisers in general. So this isn't a machlokas, a technical din in Pidyon Maiser Sheni, which you might have a Yetzer Hara to say if you just read that first part of the Mishnah. It's not a technical din in Pidyon Maiser Sheni. This is a din about Dibur in general. This is something we have to look about the laws of Dibur, the laws of Amira, where we require Amira, and see that this is a big halacha about Dibur and Amira in general. So here it goes. In Shvus Tav Chavav and Beis, Motzis Vosecha Tishmur, Ein Li Ala Hotzi Besvas of Gomer Belibo Minayin, Tamalomer Kol Nediv Lev. Pasuk says, Motzis Vosecha Tishmur, so I would only know that you have to do that which you verbalized, enunciated. How do I know that which you just thought? Belibo also you have to live up to. That's why it says Kol Nediv Lev. Says Rashi, Kol Nediv Lev Eviyu Ksiv B'Trumas HaMishkan. Kol Nediv Lev is written where? By Trumas HaMishkan. The Gavi Kachim Ksiva Kolon Divlev Olos. Visrile the Rabbi Yehuda de Truma Mikachim Loyalfilan. Kamosh Kosva tells the Sham. So Rabbi Yehuda will say, ah, so there is such a din of Nidivlev that sometimes, even if you didn't verbalize something, just thinking something will be a Machayev. That's thinking something counts, that it's a Machayev. You have such a thing by Kachim. So says Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, that's by Kachim, but you can't learn Truma from Kachim. Utrumas Gorin Mitrumas HaMishkan Nami Lo Yalfinan Dezek Kachay Shav Zek Kachay Doros. You can't learn Truma from Trumas HaMishkan. Trumas HaMishkan is not Truma. Trumas HaMishkan is Kachin, that's giving money for the building of the Mishkan. So you can't derive one from the other. V'hilkach Ein Lanu Gabi Trumas Gorin De Belev Mahani. So we have no source that the lave works for Trumas Gorin. We only have what the pasuk actually says of Motzis Vasecha. We don't have Kol Nediv Lev. Kol Nediv Lev is Dafka Din by Kudshin. But everywhere else, there is no din of Kol Nediv Lev. There's only a din of Motzis Vasecha. There's only a din of verbalizing. Rabbi Yossi Sfirilei, Shem Truma Chad Hu. That the word Truma has to be comparable in both contexts, because they're both called Truma. Hakasuv Karo Truma. If the Torah calls it Truma, the Torah doesn't just throw around words unnecessarily. When the Torah calls something Truma, we have such a similar discussion when it comes to Maaser Rishon. Gemara is going to talk about in Kiddushin. And how do I know Maaser Rishon can really be eaten by Kohanim? It doesn't have to be eaten by Levim. Gemara is going to talk about how Ezra, when Gullus Bavel was over, made an onus on Levim that they should no longer get Maaser Rishon. How could you be Ma'anish Levim? They can't get Maaser Rishon. Who else is going to be able to eat it? So, no, really, technically, Kohanim can also. Because a custom Karo Truma, anything that's even called Truma, tells you that there's something Truma like about it. So, if the Torah calls the Negivas HaMishkan Truma, and the Torah calls this Truma, there must be some deep connection to it. So he says, Mizerai, Lamai, the Pirish, Parakibal, Trumas, Mishnah, Chas, the Ikur, Drasha, the Belev, Mahani, we would call them the Divlev Asi. Vaikas Rosh of Yosiach, of the local Mashkosa tells Bishwus to Trumas Goren, we even Nechsh of Yalfinan. And he says it has to be from that Pasuk of Kol Nediv Lev that we learn that Machshava works. So it turns out that the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda is a much broader Machlokas, and it's a Machlokas about Dibor in general, whether we assume that Dvarim Shebelev can count for Dibor. Now the Rashi, just to understand what we just read. So the Gemara, the part of the Gemara that he doesn't quote right away is right after the Gemara says Kol Nediv Lev. So you see that Dibor works, that even without Dibor, that even Machshava works for a Shvua. The Gemara asks V'nigmar Mina. Why don't we derive from there that Machshava should always work? So the Gemara says Mishum Davi Truma V'Kachim Shnei Suvna Ban Kechad Kol Shnei Suvna Ban Kechad In Melamdi. Truman Kachem are Shnei Ksuvim Aban Kechad, and you can't learn from Shnei Ksuvim Aban Kechad. Meaning, in general, we have a rule in the Torah, Memetzinu, Binyanav. Torah says something in one place, we apply it everywhere. But when you have two psukim that teach you something, so then we assume that the Torah is not giving you the rule, the Torah is giving you the exceptions. So Truman Kachem are Shnei Ksuvim Aban Kechad. So it's only by Truman Kachem that it's Chal Belev, but not by Shar Dvar, not by anything else. So now, that's what he's really working off of, that line of the Gemara. That the Gemara says, when do we say Kol Nediv Lev is true, that you don't need Dibor? It's not on the line Kol Nediv Lev that he's really working off of. It's the next line, where the Gemara says, Kol Nediv Lev, you don't need Dibor, you just need Nediv Lev. So we should be able to say, Kol HaTorah Kulo, you only need Nediv Lev. The Gemara's answer is, it's true that you only need Nediv Lev, but only by Truman Kachim. Only by Truman Kachim. The question is, how do you define those words? How do you define the word Truma? How do you define the word Kachim? That's what it's really about. Rashi says over there, like we said, Truma is the Trumas HaMishkan. That's Kol Nediv Lev. Kachim is Karbanos. So Melechas HaMishkan and Karbanos, those kinds of things can be Chal B'Lev. Tosfos, however, in Shvus Chavav and Beis is Cholik on Rashi. So it says, no, Truma means Hafrashas Truma. Not Trumas HaMishkan. It means tithing. Based on Parshas Korach. V'nechshav lechem Trumaschem. A totally different pasuk. So the Mishnah that quotes this Machlok is a Mishnah. Ma'aseh Sheni is Machlok Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Whether Truma is Chal B'Lev or not, according to Rashi, the pasuk can't be teaching the Trumas Chal B'Lev. The whole shaila is whether truma counts like kachim. That's chal b'lev. Meaning, it's certainly there are two things that are chal b'lev according to the gemara there, truma and kachim. Truma and kachim. Rashi says the word truma means trumas hamishkan. So it's really kachim and kachim. Trumas hamishkan is a type of kachim also. So it's trumas hamishkan and kachim. So what would Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda be arguing about? Whether real truma, truma's goren, whether truma's maishos, that kind of truma is chal b'lev. We should say, no, it's not. How do I know it's not? Because according to Rashi, the only things that are chal b'lev, according to what the Gemara is telling me, are truma and kachar, but truma doesn't mean tithing. Truma means truma's a mishkan. So what the real dispute boils down to, according to Rashi, what this machlokes tanoim is really about, is would you consider truma, truma's goren, to be similar to kachin? Whoa, why would it be similar to kachin? Truma is sometimes referred to as kachin hagavul. Kachin, words are so important. Kachin hagavul. Because it's holy food that you're allowed to eat outside of the Azara, and even outside of Yerushalayim. Kachin hagavul. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, truma is not kachim. We can't learn that truma is chal b'lev. Kachim and truma is a mishkan are chal b'lev. They're shnei k'suvna ban ke'echad. Aye, what about the nechshav lechem trumaschem? What do we do with that pasuk that Tosos quotes, but Rashi isn't gores? What do I do with the nechshav lechem nechshav? It should be machshava, that should be enough. Nechshav lechem trumaschem. Maybe that means that it's a machshava that requires dibur. Meaning that it shouldn't be mindless speech either. That when you speak and you are mafresh b'dibur, you have to have thought about what you are saying. Well, what does that mean? Machshava that requires dibur. What it likely means is that nechshav lechem trumaschem may in fact be telling us that the din of truma is a din in machshava. But the machshava needs to be so powerful that you verbalize it. So it's not din that the dibur is what makes a truma. The machshava makes a truma. But what's megala on the power of that machshava? You are so committed to that machshava that you verbalize it. Mashal l'ma'adav v'dama. There is an issue in the Torah, not just in the Torah, in the Ten Commandments. Lo sachmur. Thou shalt not covet. So what does it mean to covet? I see something and I think that computer is very nice. I compare it to my computer. It's much nicer than mine, right? So have I just violated Lo Sachmud by noting that your computer is nicer than my computer? No, I don't think so. Hope not. Now, if I'm sitting here the whole shiur and I can't even concentrate, I'm not even getting my words straight, and then I'm saying it's not because I'm overtired from not sleeping in the last 3 weeks, but it's because I'm just like quelling over that computer, and why do you have it and why don't I have it? Have I violated Lo Sachmud? I probably wouldn't even know how to use that operating system. But have I violated Lo Sachmud? Now it's a little more iffy, right? Could be. Ken Zayin. Shita Sarambam is that I haven't violated Lo Sachmud until I have done a maisa to try to get it from you. That I've forced you and pressured you into giving it to me, selling it to me. Then I violate Lo Sachmud. Oh, wait a second. And that's not Lo Sachmud, that's, I don't know, that's stealing. Or forget about that. Haven't I violated Lo Sachmud before that point? Is Lo Sachmud, do you get Malkus on Lo Sachmud? What's the rules about Malkus? You don't get Malkus on Lav, Shein B'Maisa. So is Lo Sachmud Lav Shein B'Maisa, Lav Shein B'Maisa? So it's in my mind, because it's in your mind. But wait, but I need to do in order to. So what's pshat? So the standard explanation, I believe, is that the yisr is the fact that you are covetous. That's the yisr. How badly do you have to covet it in order to be in violation of the yisr? Badly enough that you actually do something about it. But it's not the doing that's the yisr. The yisr is what you're feeling. That's the yisr. But you have to feel it so strongly that you do something about it. Maybe you could say something similar over here.
Verbalizing. Yeah.
V'nechshav lechem trumascha. Truma in a chinami is done b'leiv. But it has to be such a significant commitment that you need to have verbalized it. That's how committed you are to it. To that machshav. That you actually verbalized it. Okay, maybe a little bit of a stretch. But in any case, when it comes to Truma, it would turn out that the way Rashi understands it is that only Trumas HaMishkan and Kadshim are Chal B'Lev. The Machlokes Tanayim, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, is whether Trumas Goren is similar enough to Kadshim to be considered to be Chal B'Lev as well. Is it part of the category of Kadshim? And the Mishnah parallels this to Kiddushin. So Pashtus is that they're arguing whether you need Dibur at all for Kiddushin. By the Pidyon Maaser Sheni, was there any Dibur preceding your Pidyon Maaser Sheni in that Mishnah? Were you talking all day of, I can't wait to be pulled to the Maaser Sheni, I'm so excited, and you're tweeting about today's Pidyon Maaser Sheni day, you know, hashtag tithes. What, you know, were you, is that, was it Asukin Ba'oso Inyan? And then, when it just came time to do it, you just exchanged it for money and you didn't say anything, and that's where Rabbi Yossi reviewed to have this machlokas. Is that what happened? It doesn't sound like that from the Mishnah. Sounds like the Mishnah, just out of the blue, you took your Maaser Sheni, you exchange it for money, shine, done. And Rabbi Yossi says, Dayo, that's fine. Now parallel that to Kiddushin. What would be the equivalent by Kiddushin? You weren't talking about getting married, you weren't talking to this girl today, it wasn't like, so excited, hashtag wedding day. It wasn't any of that stuff going on. And you just go over to the girl and you give the girl a ring and you never said Harei HaMikdash. That should be the case. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, no, what's the case? Asukin Bosu Inyan, just like we learned by Maaser Sheni. Right? Just like we learned by Maaser Sheni. There was no Asukin Bosu Inyan over there. But the Mishnah says, yes, the Mishnah says, Midabri Ma'al al iske gitiv kidusha. But how could the Mishnah parallel those two things? They're not related. By Maaser Sheni, you were not Midabra al iske Maaser Sheni. So what does that tell you? Because by Maaser Sheni, there's no room for safek as to why you are taking this produce and taking this money, meaning we know what you're doing. You go over and you give a girl something that's worth a pruta. You know, if I were to just in the street today, I'm be in Manhattan later today, I'm going to go over to someone in the street and say, excuse me, and just hand them this. Let's record it. I just hand it to them. They have no idea what I just did. Like, okay, another weirdo in Manhattan. They have no idea what I just did. It sounds from the quotation, from the Mishnah itself, when you realize that this is part of a context, that Medabra Liski Kitiv Kiddusha is not that there's a Chiyuv of Amira for Kiddushin, and this is how you fulfill the Chiyuv of Amira. It sounds like it's just a din in, it's a din in just being Mevarer what's happening. You know, that Chakira that we've been talking about for like a week. What is it about Dibur by Kiddushin? Why do you have to say anything? Is it because it's a critical part of the procedure of the ritual of Kiddushin? That if you were to ask, what is Kiddushin? The way to define Kiddushin is give ring and say, or say and give ring, right? Or is it that no, Kiddushin is give ring. You just have to know what's going on, and she has to know what's going on, and the Eidim have to know what's going on, so you have to say something so that they'll know what's going on. This Mishnah is a raya, a pretty strong raya, like the second side of that Chakira. Because if it were part of how we define Kiddushin, it's got no connection whatsoever to Maaser Sheni. Of course Kiddushin is going to be different. Kiddushin is going to be a totally different story. because kiddushin you need amira. So medaber maliski gidiv kiddusha. So that's a whole different issue between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. Is that medaber maliski gidiv kiddusha? Is that called the amira or not? That's what the issue would be about. But that's not what the issue of Maaseh Sheni is about. The issue of Maaseh Sheni is about whether you need amira at all. Whether machshava is good enough. Are we paskin Rabbi Yosi that you don't need amira at all? Dayo. Wow. So sometimes just like it's really just pasha pshat, meaning the Gemara is just quoting a Mishnah Maaseh Sheni. So it's just reading a Mishnah Maaseh Sheni. That's one ha'ara of the Mishnah Mishnah. And then he starts talking about kachim, and he says that kachim are chal b'leiv, and the only reason to assume truma would be chal b'leiv is because yalfin and truma mikachim. So he says, okay, I get that. Kache hagavul, truma's like kachim. Where does kiddushin come into that discussion? Meaning, shnei ksuvin aban kechad. That everyone agrees. It's shnei ksuvin aban kechad. Truma and kachim can be chal b'leiv. And yet we say we have the same discussion about kiddushin. Well, what's kiddushin? Kiddushin is neither truma nor kachim. So why in the world would it be chal b'leiv? Why wouldn't it be excluded with the shnei ksuvin aban kechad? So the Mishnah Rishon explains that the word kiddushin is a valuable word. The Masechta started out the Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, well, why do we talk about Ha'ish and Niknes over here and Ha'ish Mekadesh in the second parak? So we discussed a number of issues. We discussed why it's Ha'isha over here versus Ha'ish over there. Why it's Shalosh versus Shalosha. Fine, great. Drachim, Dvarim. But what about Niknes versus Mekadesh? So the Gemara said, Beis on Beis, very simple. Niknes is a Lashon Torah. Lashon Lishna D'Oraisa. Mekadesh is a Lishna D'Rabbana. Frankly, the Gemara, Tav Beis on Beis, my Lishna D'Rabbana. Why would they call it Mekadesh? What is Mekadesh? Oh, Sha'asala Kuli Alma Kehagdish. So you read Beis and Beis, you say, oh, cute, okay. Like, you know, like Chazer's Aser, so we could have called it Chazer. Because like Chazer's Aser, you made the woman Aser also. Except Chazer is not something you make Aser, Chazer is something that's always Aser. So you want something that you can make Aser. So we give Agdish as the example. So we could have said, you know, we could have called it not Ish Mekadesh, Ish Noder. Because a nether is something you make us, so okay. That's the way you would look at it. Says the Mishnah Rishonah, no! The Lishna D'Rabbanan is so deep. The Lishna D'Rabbanan tells you about the nature of Kiddushin. And it's Mamish Kehagdish. That since we say, Asalah Kuli Amal Kehagdish, there's a Din Hegdish in Kiddushin. Wow. How can you say such a thing? A Din Hegdish in Kiddushin? She's hektish. It's an unbelievable Gemara, Zayin Amud Aleph. Gemara quotes a Braisa. Braisa says, let's say, look at the two dots, right after the two dots, on the first wide line. This should have been in your Marma Kamas if I wasn't so lazy. First wide line. Omar Rava, Hiskachili Lechatzi Mekudeshes. Let's say a guy says, I want you to be Mekudeshes to half of me, but not to the whole me. So that works, remarkably. Chetzicha Mekudeshes li, I only want to be Mekadesh half of you. The left side is very nice, not the right side. Only half of you I want Mekudeshes to me. Ain't a Mekudeshes, doesn't work. Amle Abai L'Rava, Maishna Chetzicha Mekudeshes li, Deinu Mekudeshes, Isha Marachman Avlo Chatzi Isha, Hachinami Isha Marachman Avlo Chatzi Ish. Ki yikach ish isha. What do you need for kiddushin? An ish and an isha. So you're going to say, okay, half a woman's no good because that's not an isha. That's half an isha. So then half a man shouldn't be good either because that's not an ish. Amar lei hachiyashta. Can't compare those two things. Faulty comparison. Hasam itza lebeitrei lochazia. Elegavra mi lochazia lebeitrei. No, what do you mean when you say, I want to be Mekadesh half of you? What you mean to say is, let someone else have the other half. Meaning, I'm willing to share you. Well, that's against the Torah. Wife sharing is against the Torah. Husband sharing? Not against the Torah. So when he says, I want you to be Mekudeshes to half of me, he doesn't mean half of me, my left side, not my right side, my top half, not my bottom. No, what he means to say is, I want you to share me with someone else. I want to be able to marry another woman. Ah, well, that's legal in Jewish law, Torah law, at least, before Chaim Dorvein Gershom came along. So that's why it works as a Kiddushin Midoraisa. That I want the ability to marry someone else. Asks the Gemara the strangest question. If he says, have you mikdashes to me, it doesn't work. When you're mekadesh half of her, shouldn't that kiddushin then spread to the rest of her? Why? Why should it spread to the rest of her? Milo Tanya, don't we have a braisa? Ha'omer ragla shalzu ola tehe kula ola. If you take a behema and you say, I want the regel of this behema to be a carbon ola, the whole carbon becomes, the whole animal becomes a carbon ola. Once you are makdish, that part, kedusha spreads through the whole thing. So shouldn't the same thing apply to an isha? When you're makadesh an isha? When you're kiyikach nisha, when you're kona nisha, that even though you only get a little part, it should spread to the whole thing. And rafilu man yamein kula ola, and even if you say over there that by a carbon it doesn't spread to the whole thing, hani mileichad magdash dover shein hashem tuliyabo. That's because you chose the leg. Av magdash dover shein hashem tuliyabo have you kula ola. But if you were to say the heart of that animal, the brain of that animal should be an ola, well, then the whole thing becomes an ola, because it can't live without a heart or a brain. Those are vital organs. I'm not getting into the brain death discussion now. But those are vital organs. The head is an ola. Everyone agrees a decapitated animal is dead. So those are vital organs. So then everyone agrees it's kula ola. So when you say to a woman, chetzicha, half of you should be mekadeshes, well, could a woman live without half of herself? Any way you slice her, she can't live without half of herself. So Mela, she should be kula mekadeshes. The Gemara asks, what a strange question. So what do you expect the answer to be? The answer is going to be, oh, I see why you're getting confused. Kiddushin doesn't really mean hagdish. You know, sorry. I see why this can be confusing. We use the word kiddushin, but it's got nothing to do with hagdish. It's really just kiyikach. It's a kinyan. It's marriage. It's a davar sheba erva. It's got nothing to do with that. That should have been the Gemara's answer, right? That's what you're expecting. Hagdish is one parsha. Kiddushin, it's like a misnomer, like you're misunderstanding, just because we're using the same term. It's like we always give the example of the word chazaka. Wait, how can you have a kinyan chazaka on that karka? You haven't had it for 3 years. No, that's cheskas gimel shanim to prove that you actually were the owner. Over here we're talking about a kinyan chazaka, which is where you do null gadol paratz. I see why it's confusing. We use the same term, you know, but it's a confusion. You're confused. That's all it is. The word kiddushin is not, you know, the Torah never used that term. It's a lishna drabanan. They could have just said neder or chaz v'shmaltz or anything else that's aser. That you're also la kule alma shatnis. You know, it could have been anything. You expect that to be the answer. But what's the Gemara's answer? Me dummy! It starts off right. How can you compare the two things? Hasam behema hachadas acheres. Over there, by making some hagdish, there's only one person's das that matters, and that's the person that's being makdish. The behema doesn't get to vote. Hey, I'm thinking about making you a carbonolo. What do you think? Behema doesn't get a vote. But by being makadesh and isha, you know why it's different? Because you need her to be maskim to the kiddusha. That's the difference? That's the difference? So you can say, no, you know what this means? You know what this means? It's a clever way of saying exactly what we were saying. Meaning, when we're saying das acher, we're saying, hello, obviously it's not hegdish, because there's There's a das acheres that's involved. So obviously it's not, you know, it's not talking about hegdish. It's kiddush. It's a different thing. That must be what it means. No, it's not. Because look what it says. Hello, Dami Allah. No, you want to compare it to something here? Compare it to this. Dami Rabbi Yochanan behemel shashnei shutfin hegdish chetzi v'chazav alacha v'hegdisha. You remakdish half of the animal. Then you go and you buy the other half. You own a behem in partnership with someone else. You remakdish your half. Then you buy out his half, and then you remakdish that half. Kadosh Aveinu Krevos Tzmuru Tzmuru. Again, whatever the details are in that case, we'll get involved maybe one day. Dichui, it opens up a whole new can of worms when we get to Dichui. But the whole discussion over there, comes up in today's Daf Yomi, also Dichui. Dichui comes up, Sukkah Lamed Gimel, here, Kiddushin Zayin, everywhere in Kachim, but the main place you would have seen it is Sukkah Lamed Gimel, probably. But the Gemara continues the conversation relating this to Kachim. The Mishnah Rishona is not so off the wall over here. Mishnah Rishona says, what's going on in this Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni? We have a din about Maaseh Sheni, that Maaseh Sheni can be Chal Belay, according to Rabbi Yossi. And we say, yeah, and Kiddushin also, Belay, without any words. But you look in the Sugyan Shavuos Chavav, and what does the Gemara tell you? The Gemara tells you that it's only Hekdish and only Truma. Shneksum and Aban Kachon, those are the only things that are Chal Belay. Truma means Truma's Hamishkan. Okay, so you want to tell me Truma's Gorin, that's Kachik Vol, that's like Kachim. What about Kiddushin? Says Mishnah Rishonah, Kiddushin is also Kachim. When Chazal used the Lashon of Kiddushin, it's precise. It's precise. They're using that Lashon because Kiddushin is actually Kachim. You don't believe me? All you got to do is learn Daf Zayin. I was telling my 11th graders yesterday, you learn Daf Beis, and you never get to Daf Zayin, you don't understand Daf Beis. Because you think it's just a cutesy line. Ah, Asala Kuli Alma Kehagdish. It's like Asala Kuli Alma Kechazer. No! But it's not politically correct to call her a Chazer, so you call her Hagdish. No, that's not what it is. It's saying that there's an actual din of Hagdish on some level. Wow. This is Pashup Shah. Right? I don't think we said anything that's not Pashup Shah. So Rabbi Yossi holds whatever the mechanism that creates Hegdish creates Ishus. And just by Hegdish you don't need Dibur, by Ishus you wouldn't need Dibur. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda's Cholik, he says, no. Kiddushin is like Chumas Maestros, where you do need Dibur. Now, one more discussion, and I'll give you something to look at for tomorrow, and then it'll be it for today. What does the Sukkah and Bosa Inyan mean? What are they talking about? Like, is it they were talking about, you know, where to register for gifts, or like where their apartment's going to be, or are they talking about the act of Kiddushin? I'm going to give you is a Sukkah Bel Sinyan when they meet with the Masada Kiddushin and he's describing to them, okay, here's the procedure, this is what's going to happen, you know, just that no one's taken by surprise, where like, you know, if they don't have this conversation, all of a sudden the Kala pulls out a ring and starts Hareata Mekudashli or something like that, you know? Just so you need to have this conversation and talk about here's what's going to happen. There's where you're going to stand, and there's how many times you go around, and there's, you know, just... Or does it not have to be that specific? If you look at the Me'iri and Zayin Amar Aleph, Dibur Maskel Tzorach Shateda. So take a look. The Me'iri writes, Asukun Bosinian means they're talking about Iske Kiddushin in a way that it would be a lashon she'ilu haya b'kayotzi ben b'kiddushin yehem mo'in. Meaning, he has to say Arei Mekadesh Asli. What's the difference between Asugun Bosinian and actually saying Arei Mekadesh Asli? Arei Mekadesh Asli is when you're giving her the ring at that moment. Asugun Bosinian means you said it 5 minutes ago. That's it. That's the difference. But you really actually have to say lashon of kiddushin mamish. Tirtzeli yosishti. Do you want to be my wife? and then you talk about other things. Binyane Azivuk. So you talk about the ring, and you talk about this, and the hall, and the catering, blah, 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 blah. But it only works because you started with Arei HaMekdesh Li, or Tirtze Lios Ishti. Something that's very clear. You will be my wife. So that's me. The Mordechai, you know, it's tough Ayin Zayin. You'll take a look. There are two Gersos in the Mordechai. Critical to see two Gersos. He says, Hayu medaber ima lav davka. Well, lav davka. What does it mean, lav davka? So he says, Hu adin im medabrim im acherim befaneha, or Hu adin im medabrim sham acherim befaneha. Two gersaos in the Mordechai. Either Hu adin im medabrim im with an ayin, im acherim befaneha, or sham acherim befaneha. So how about I leave you with that? Think about what the difference is between those two Gersos and the Mordechai, and take a look, if you have a moment, not just at that Miri and the Mordechai, but the Kehilas Yaakov, the stipler. I'm not sure which printing of the stipler we have over here, either Simon Dalid or Simon Vav in the different printings of the stipler. Look for one that looks like it's talking about Asukin Balsuinyan and whether Amira, how critical Amira is. And I'll leave you some more marmakomas tomorrow. There's a lot to talk about. As a show. Okay. Have a great day.